intuition.
Imagination, meditation, contemplation, realization, a high vibration, transformation, communication, acceleration, stimulation, and dedication.
You know what? We travel faster than the speed of light. There is no timing in intuition. It is beyond the speed of light. And as my wonderful friend, Master Intuitive Russell Feingold always says, we are traveling at the speed of fabulosity. And by the way, I highly recommend that you check out his website. He's wonderful. TheFeingoldMethod.com. It's TheFeingold.com. TheFeingoldMethod.com. He is a wonderful intuitive. Anyway, to begin to explain in words, as I said, the awesome power of our intuition is a true challenge, but it's so much fun. Now, as discussed previously, intuition is part of consciousness, but it is not pure consciousness, although it can be. That's why it's so challenging to try to put into words what some of these mystical meanings really mean, because you have to actually experience it. But let me do my best here. Developing our intuition is vitally important if we wish to be free and know that we know. Logic has nothing to do with intuition, nor does so-called common sense, although again, to not sound like a paradox, but it can't be helped. Common sense does hold a lot of intuition. That's why it's not so common, I guess. But when we tap into our intuition and allow it to guide us, our life will be glorious and happy and on purpose. Whenever we are doing mind practices to bring more clarity and positive emotion, such as meditation and the Musivation affirmation songs, our minds become clear and happier, and our intuition becomes stronger. People with strong intuition are invariably happy souls, as they can trust that they are guided from on high. When we understand what intuition is, as opposed to an emotion we are feeling, our life will dramatically change. We will be guided. Our higher self will be speaking directly to us. We will know whom to speak to, when to speak to them, where to go and where not to go. This is so profoundly important for any creative person, which is you, my friend. It really means every single one of us. We're all creative. We will be genuinely, divinely guided. So you wouldn't have even been interested in reading or listening to this book unless you were a very creative person. So study this and begin with a few simple tools. Meditation practice. Time and advice, when followed, are all that's required to help us tap into the power of our intuition. Intuition is so beautiful, simple, and yet so profound when experienced for our spiritual growth, as well as for our career and life. Intuition is the infinite intelligence speaking directly through us to us. Intuition means we are in tune with spirit, in tune with God. It doesn't matter what we choose to call God. We can call it our magical being, spirit, soul, love, higher self, or infinite intelligence. It doesn't matter what we choose to call it. It is our higher power. So when we are awake to our intuition, we are awake and in tune with God. Duality is gone for a small amount of time and we are unified. All the knowledge and creative ideas that have ever existed are totally available to us when we take the time to stop and listen. This is great as well for writers or anyone in life. It's so important because when we are in tune, our creativity flows and we don't have any blocks. Yes, no more writer's blocks. Now, I'm going to interject here speaking about writer's block. There is just a little bit of quick advice to help you in your writing and creating. Now, profound studies and insights into how the brain operates have been made in the last few years, and it's now 2008. One of them is that it is absolutely essential to creative flow to keep the body well hydrated. Even when our body is dehydrated by only 10%, our brain power diminishes by 30%. So sometimes you might think you have writer's block or are finding it hard to study, and you might simply need water. So when your kids are studying, keep them hydrated as well. Remember, getting back to intuition, that intuition is your soul directing you to all the good and all the success in your life. Now, please understand, creative visualization, which is sometimes referred to as guided meditation, is an excellent practice, as we have mentioned, to clear the mind and our aura from all of the gunky thoughts out there. We literally become clogged. It's like ice surrounding the body, and we have to melt away that ice to become clear. Two of the most absolutely powerful ways to achieve this is to have regular physical exercise and daily meditation. Meditation helps clear the mind so that we can allow our intuition to be clearly heard. In a guided visualization, we learn how to relax the mind and allow someone else to speak to us and to guide us. We start focusing on what we do want to manifest into our magical lives. What is also recommended after a guided visualization is simply to be still. We highly recommend any of our powerful visualization CDs by Bob Proctor from bobproctor.com or from musivation.com, as these will help you to learn how to breathe deeply, relax, and focus your mind. It is best to do this sitting up. This is especially true if you have not done any sort of visualization or guided meditation before. It takes a bit of training to quiet the mind, and a visualization program is a great place to start. So remember to inhale through your nose, hold it, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This will keep you focused in the now. Just stop and breathe. Just keep breathing. When we learn to stop thought, it can feel like our higher voice has been knock, knock, knocking, and at last we hear it and we can open the door. But if we don't slow down and become quiet, we can't hear the knocking to open the door, where all of the answers are waiting to guide us to our next level of guidance, purpose, success, and happiness. When we are silent, this awesome power can be heard or felt speaking to us and through us. We must learn to be still long enough so we can hear and feel our intuition. Also remember the importance of breathing, of gently focusing on breath. Just breathe in and exhale. Yummy. Ernest Holmes, the great metaphysician who wrote The Science of Mind, said this so perfectly about intuition. Intuition is not a strong emotion, because when we feel emotion, it is usually our old thinking. That is such a perfect description of intuition. It's so clear. Ernest Holmes is saying that strong emotions are just old paradigms, old thinking, old paradigms of our past. Old thinking, old tapes in our mind being triggered by a situation in our human experience. Intuition is that still, small, quiet voice. It's knowingness. So when we have a lot of emotion involved, usually it's not our intuition, definitely not. Emotions are not feelings. Confused? Well, I'm going to be talking about that more in Enter the Sea of Unlimited Consciousness. But for now, let's just go into this lightly. Intuition doesn't seem to have any emotion, and yet it does feel peaceful. It's just a thought that silently comes to us, a quiet knowingness and guidance. When we have that knowingness, we have peace of mind and trust, and it's simply beautiful. It's mystical. Now, it doesn't mean that we won't feel emotional after we've had that knowingness. The thought of it will then get us excited, and then our physical emotions can get involved. But in that moment that we're first feeling it, it's a still peaceful feeling. It's just a knowingness, like that's the right thing to do. How do we know if something we are thinking is really our own thought? Well, this is not important. What is important is that you know whether it feels good or bad. If it feels bad, next it probably wasn't your thought. People become very confused between the two experiences that occur in different dimensions. So now let's discuss mysticism and psychic experiences. As we have just discussed, intuition is the infinite directly speaking to us. It is a wonderful and magical power that we can have access to and tap into when we pause to listen. A psychic experience is when we tap into other people's thoughts, into the Maya, into this third dimension or the fourth dimension, which is totally not the mystical dimension, but we'll talk about that in the next section of the book. As a common example, look at this. You think of a friend and call them, and they say they were just about to call you. That's psychic. We are all psychic, but that is not intuition. When we use our intuition, which is our mystic connection to spirit, now that is real power. That's mysticism. You do not need another person telling you your future. You create your own future. Please know that you are much more powerful when you tune into the mystic part of your higher self and not the psychic part of you, as the mystic message is directly from the infinite rather than that of other people's thoughts. You are then totally one-to-one with the infinite intelligence, which can never be wrong. You don't need to go through anyone else. Remember, it's all about clarity. It's so important to be clear. What's also important to know is when we are not clear, because some people don't know that they don't know, and that is disempowering and somewhat sad. So another reason why it is so important to dispel the fog, the clog from our minds, is so our consciousness will be clear. As you've been listening to this, your consciousness, whether you realize it or not, is becoming clearer. It's tapping into these mystical truths. We then allow our intuition to flow through to our conscious awareness. When we are taking a shower, it really is shower power, because the water literally clears out our aura. Before I turn on the shower, I say, this water is absolutely blessed water. It is magical, blessed water, and it is clearing my aura and cleansing my mind. Now, aura isn't just some hippie talk. It's now proven. Neuroscientists are proving that we do have a vibrational oscillation around us and that our thought has this vibration. And this is, in fact, our aura or ethereal body. When that is blocked, nothing can flow. Ideas don't flow smoothly, and we aren't able to make clear decisions. So it's really important to use all of our own tools of the mind to become clear. We don't want to be around people who have clogged up minds and think negatively, because their advice is not to be trusted, as it may be fear-based or selfishly based. I know that when we are communicating with other people, if those around us are clear, we are not going to be manipulated by other people's fears or false judgments that are seeping into our consciousness. Did you know that everyone is intuitive? Everyone is intuitive. It's not some great gift bestowed only upon special people. Everyone has intuitive abilities. It's just that sometimes we are clogged. We are living in a fog, and we have to dispel that fog to let our intuitive powers flow through. Some people might say to someone, oh, that person's really psychic. Well, everyone's psychic. We all have a sixth sense. We can all pick up on the energies that are happening behind the physical. That's no big deal. But really, the power of intuition, the power of tuning into our intuition is beautiful, and it can be trusted. Listen to your heart, not your head. You know, I think someone said, I know who it was. It was Martin Luther King's daughter. She said, the heart always tells the truth. The mind would let the heart have a heart attack and die. It's so crafty. It's so stupid. It would kill itself rather than have the heart be right. So don't always listen to your head. Listen to your heart. So now we know that we never need to be afraid of what life has to offer if we are looking inward with spirit, because we will know that we are always divinely guided. All we have to do is stop and listen. Please use your intuition. Learn to use this beautiful creative visualization. Learn to be still. Learn to be on your own. Turn off the TV and the cacophony of sound around you and be still. Get rid of that muck. Be out in nature as much as possible, near the water, down the beach. When our minds are clogged and not clear, we sometimes are not even consciously aware of this clogging. Anytime we are feeling fear and feeling drained and not experiencing true joy in our heart, that is the time we know to stop, turn that TV off, breathe, and begin to do something different. Maybe go see an uplifting movie. As I said, take a walk in nature, go down the beach, meditate. Have beautiful natural plants and flowers around you because they help clean your air and give you pure oxygen and good energy. So tune into life from within. Intuition is magic.